You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
That's the spirit.
Are you there, Peter?
I am indeed, speaking to you from sunny Palmerston North.
Oh, wow. Fabulous.
Yes, that's right.
We've got the sun up here as well, actually. It's dynamite afternoon.
That's right. I'll be back for my Anzac parade tomorrow morning, but that's
nice.
Okay. Yeah. But, meanwhile, Fox News. Now, I know this is pretty low for BFM.
No, we love riffing on Fox News.
Yes, but the Bill O'Reilly story's got a Catholic twist to it.
Ooh la la.
And I thought this was a little bit worth exploring, if only to describe how Francis's guest lists are done. So, I don't know whether you heard this. So, you heard that Bill O'Reilly got the sack.
Yes.
Got the boot after all those allegations that he had to settle with the various women whom he had harassed over the years. It was basically harassment charges, was it not?
Yes.
Cigarettes, yes. You know more about it than I don't know. I haven't been following, but I do know that this man got fired.
Yeah. So, as it happened, the day before he was fired, he happened to be on holiday with his wife in Rome, and just happened to shake the hands of the Pope. And what's interesting about this is that, I mean, Bill O'Reilly is a Catholic, but Bill O'Reilly has been very rude about the style of the current Pope, whom he accuses of being pro-immigration,
So he finds this Pope a bit liberal.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. I mean, he's of course, Fox News exists to wave the conservative banner, and this Pope is anything but to their taste. And he's driving the Vatican into very serious liberal directions. But there was Bill O'Reilly shaking the hands of the Pope. And one might ask why he did it. Now, he said when he made these comments on air about what was wrong with Pope Francis's attitude to immigration, that he would like to go and sort him out on the subject.
Mm.
Now, I don't believe that he was in the Vatican to sort out...
Send in the heavies.
Yes, and of course the Vatican couldn't care less, I don't suppose, about Fox News.
Does the Pope watch Bill O'Reilly?
Every single second.
Yes, I somehow think you're exaggerating there. And my reading of the situation is that, as usual, the Vatican's had inexperienced people managing their guest lists who don't read the American newspapers and don't know what's going on. But somebody will have nominated him to get in the front row, because this was a general audience. And I had friends of mine who've shaken hands with the Pope, and to get there, they need a cardinal to nominate you to get in the front row.
Right.
Somebody's dissenting inside the church.
There's plenty of people dissenting inside the church. It is thought that possibly the Secretary of State Secretary has the final control of the guest list, and he might have given the tick to Bill O'Reilly, who would have applied for the front row, because it's a VIP front row. Mm.
There's no accident who sits in the front row, is it?
It's kind of beta move to be like, I don't like this guy, but I'm going to apply to go and see him. Like, that's kind of demonstrating lower value there, Bill O'Reilly.
Well, yes, it's Fox News, Bill O'Reilly, I think, is the...
Yes, I think that would be the way to put it. And it is intriguing that the photograph was in the New York Times the next day. Now, trying to work that one out. I mean, there's no indication, because the Pope presumably goes along these guest list lines, just shakes their hand. Does he have any conversation? Does he even have the remotest idea who he's shaking hands with? Probably.
No.
Do you think the people that shake his hand reckon they're getting some kind of little blessing? And that's like,
yes, of course.
Or doing like 1 million confessions at once.
Yeah.
Yes, I think so. Mm. I think.
So he shakes his hand and just passes out. Oh.
It means quite a lot for those who shake their hands. I think I presume that the Pope would be given a list of who was in the front row. But I mean, you know, I doubt if he would take much notice.
Surely,
of me.
Surely he'd get a little set list of whose hand he's shaking. You don't want to go.
Yes, you would.
You know, giving away the million-dollar handshake, willy nilly.
Things to be concerned about, you know.
Well, no, I would really have thought,
that would have been the most important thing.
And I would have thought Bill O'Reilly had more to be concerned about. But then it could have been part of the save yourself, Bill O'Reilly, because, you know, by the time he had got to Rome, the allegations and, I mean, about the settlements that the financial payout he'd made to the various women was out. And so clearly he knew all about that and had been going through negotiations. So I'd say this was one of the cards he was playing.
PR stunt.
But he played it too late.
Right.
Because you can't speed up your visit to to the Vatican. They won't bring in the audience a day early just to suit your employment chances.
It's funny that but he thinks that the church is against sexual harassment.
One of those indications of the way a huge institution like the Catholic Church can also be played upon.
Yes.
Because the church is always being used.
Yeah.
And you can draw profound meanings from the handshake, but there's no basis for doing so. Somebody, either sloppily or deliberately, gave him a seat in the front row. That's all you can say.
Maybe they were having a laugh.
Well, there could be that. There could be that. The photograph does suggest that Bill O'Reilly bought a new suit. That's all I can say.
Hey, now, Peter, just lastly, we got a text early on in the piece today, and just bear with me. There's a lot of assumptions here, so I'll just read it out and you can go from there.
Yes.
Can you ask Pete how he reconciles freedom of choice with God being omnipotent and omnipresent? If so, he knows what you are doing. If so, he knows what you're going to do before you do it. No freedom there.
But I think there's a misapprehension in that question.
You're talking about faith, basically, aren't
they? Yeah, yes, they are. And what they're saying is that if you believe in an omnipotent God, then if God supposedly knows everything that's going to happen before it happens, then isn't somehow God responsible for it? Well, I mean, I don't know, because I know that I know some of my students are going to fail. Unless they work a little bit harder.
Right.
But am I responsible for them failing simply because I can already see the writing on the wall for them? I don't know that you can tie omniscience to responsibility as tightly as that person assumes, because I think it is possible to conceive of individual responsibility in a world that does have certain consequences from bad behaviour.
Right.
That's my rough attempt to answer that.
No, cool.
I don't say it's not quite as easy as that, but I mean, I think that's the guts of my answer.
Well, there you go, listener. Thank you kindly, Peter. Interesting topic once again.
Excellent. see you next week.
Thanks, Peter.
Catch you next week for sure.
Right. Bye.
What's so great about free will anyway? I'd love someone telling me.
Free Willy.
It's great.
You know the kid from Mighty Ducks? He befriends a massive dolphin. It's so mad.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.